Hi, this is Kyle Bauer with Plain Talk with a girl who can't decide how she's going to get her gold, either finding shipwrecks or going to Costco and just buying it by the gold bar. Jamie Bloom.
You know, I've never been to Costco, but I'd like to go to one sometime. I see people post videos online of the things, like on TikTok. These people will be shopping at Costco and they find all these really cool things. But I think the closest one to us is like Wichita.
I would guess Wichita. I'm not sure I've ever been to one. I've been to a Sam's, and I understand they're somewhat similar.
I think they're similar. Though, Mom belonged to that. I never have belonged.
Though, like what I hear from people, though, is it's kind of a cult thing. You're either a Sam's guy or you're a Costco guy.
Oh, okay.
And like it's like, and they're like feuding.
No. Okay.
There's a membership. Yeah. I don't know how much that costs. And it used to be, with Sam's at least, 20 years ago, that you could get a day pass to go in. But I don't think you can do that anymore.
Yeah, I haven't checked into it.
And I don't know if, like, your family was a member. Does everybody in the family get a card, or how, or does each person have to have a membership?
Well, when my mom was a member, I know I didn't have a card. But yet, I do think that I was out of the household by then and, you know, married. So I'm sure that, you know, I don't think that I would have qualified.
So, but... You never even went in. So you've never been in it either.
I've been in a Sam's Club.
Okay.
I've been in Sam's Club, but with my mother, who had the card.
Right.
And
you certainly couldn't have checked out without her card.
Without her card.
And now we're getting above what both of us know
because
we're not members.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But I'd seen this last summer, and I thought it was kind of bizarre. Costco is now selling gold bars, 1 ounce gold bars, pure gold, 24 karat gold bars, and they started last July. And in about 3 months, they were selling $100 million in gold bars a month.
So why are people buying these gold bars?
I guess everybody has. By the way, gold, right, it's an ounce. A gold bar is an ounce in this.
Okay.
And so they follow the price of gold, and gold has been going up.
Okay.
So some people would buy it as they always say a hedge against inflation. I don't really understand that, because then when gold goes back down, unless you've sold at the high, you haven't hedged anything. But I don't know if people are doing it to store their wealth. See, if the economy were to collapse, you theoretically could go, people would allow you to come in and buy something if you had gold, like anything. Because if the money is worth nothing, you know, then what do you buy with? Except you've got a gold bar. So what do? Take a little pocket knife and whittle yourself off a little piece
of
it?
Take off some.
I don't know. I don't get it. I'm just, and don't call me. I don't want to get it. Okay.
I don't want to get it. Right.
But,
well, I had friends, like years ago when we were first married, we had some friends and they were into buying gold. And I remember thinking, and I said, what? You're into buying what? You know, and oh, yeah, we're investing in it. It's like real gold, you know, and it just makes you think of movies that you've seen where people find
a stack of gold bars
in a ship, you know, or whatever.
Right.
And it's just like, it just feels like, you know, we're reverting to old times. But
well, I mean, we have used gold for, I mean, when you have a gold rush, there's people with gold mines, you know, that they have the gold and they sell it. I was very interested many, many years ago, 25, 30 years ago, how they finance gold mines. Because, you know, price of gold goes up, goes down, and you open a gold mine. It's very, very expensive. It's really a big rock quarry is what it is.
Yeah.
And nowadays, I mean, you don't have people standing in streams, you know, panning
for gold.
I mean, you can do that. And I know a guy that in the summer, he does that. It's his hobby. But that's not where you get most of the gold. They will do core drilling and they'll figure out, okay, this area is worth it. And so, and they'll determine, I'll just make up numbers, that there's 1,000 ounces of gold in this mine. And so then that's worth, and if gold is $2,000 an ounce, that's $2 million, okay? Mm-hmm. And so then there are banks that have gold bars. Mm-hmm. And so they go on the market right then, sell $2 million worth of gold, and then you as the gold mine, you replace their gold, plus interest.
Okay.
So there's no, so if the price of gold goes down, you already have it locked in at $1,000 an ounce.
Okay.
Now, if it goes on up, it's still already locked in at $1,000 an ounce. You just replace it. So there are parts of the world that do trade in gold.
In gold. So what is the price of gold today?
Now it's yes. According to this article, it's about $2,400 an ounce.
An ounce. So Costco's selling this gold ounce of gold
for $2,400. Yes.
It's got to be one of the more expensive things you can buy at Costco.
I would think so. I don't know. I mean, I don't know if they sell jewelry and other things there. Yeah, I don't know. We're giving them a heck of an ad, aren't we?
We are. Yeah.
Except we aren't really, because we don't even know what they sell.
Exactly.
So, but yeah, it's been very robust for them. And did I say that? Okay, it's $2,357 an ounce Tuesday morning.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So I was in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
They take a commission, but everybody agrees that it's a high dollar. Not they don't make a lot of money on it. Mm-hmm. But on the other hand, did you ever know where you could go buy a gold bar ever in your life before this?
Nope.
Yeah, me either.
Would have had no idea.
Yeah, exactly. So if you've always wanted one, it's like, all right, now I can go to Costco and buy one. So I thought it was the most bizarre thing when I heard about it, why they would do that. And here now, last month, they sold $200 million worth of gold bars. Now, so Costco has to keep refilling their inventory.
Right.
Price goes up.
Uh-huh.
So actually, it's been very profitable for them because they buy it, let's just say, at $2,000 an ounce. Uh-huh. And then by the time they sell it to you, it's gone to $2,100, then $2,200, and they're having to refill their inventory. Now they've refilled their inventory at $2,400 an ounce, and it goes down to $2,200 an ounce.
Hmm.
Now they all... are they going to want to try to sell it to you at $2,400, except the price of gold has gone down. So I don't know. It's a bizarre thing. I don't know whose idea it was to do that, but they're selling a lot of it right now. So I'm with you, though. I'd like to go in and just look around. And maybe that's part of the reason they're doing this.
Sure, yeah.
Just because of you and
get more members that just are curious and want to come in. And
come
I lived closer to one, I could see myself doing it. But
yeah.
Anyway, I think instead I'll just go look for a shipwreck and see if I can
store
some gold.
That's
that way.
It. Thank you
but
for giving me that segue.
Do I get to keep it?
No, and that's the big bad problem. Finding shipwrecks has gotten easier and easier and easier, and that's why you keep reading about them in the news. They're finding
because of all the fancy sonar equipment and stuff that they have these days.
Exactly. And even satellite can find them, you know,
from the sky. Yeah.
And there's a lot more exploration going on in the sea because they're laying internet lines and gas lines and all these different things, so they have to map the bottoms of these, I guess I'll call them oceans, seas, anyway. And it's like, as they're mapping along, it's like, there's a shipwreck.
Yeah.
And so they find them more and more often, but almost all the states and countries have gotten into the business, and you don't get to keep very much of it.
Uh-huh.
So you end up, he just discovered $500 million worth of Spanish gold, except... it's right off of Florida, and Florida says, "Yeah, that's ours," and
you get a
finder's fee, but that's about it.
That's about all you get.
That kind of takes the glimmer off the old gold.